I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
It has been cleared by all essential personnel. And tomorrow morning at this time, I will be trying to set up my ex-wife with a good man. On the air. Okay. Date my ex-wife starts tomorrow.
I can't believe it's happening. I'm so excited. And to think those people at that party that tried to poo-poo what could potentially be the greatest idea ever.
Those people don't count. It's right in here. We know what's good content. We know what's fun. So to reset this real quick, I was having a conversation with my ex-wife at our son's soccer match a couple of weeks ago, and she's dabbling in online dating now, and she just hasn't been real happy with it. It haven't been creepers or anything like that. She hasn't had bad experiences, but my ex-wife has got a little mojo to her. She's spirited.
She's feisty.
She's feisty. She's young at heart. So guys that she has been interested in that are her age, quite frankly, don't give her the juju. The juju. Right? She doesn't, you know.
They're a little slower speed.
A little slower speed. So I was listening to some of her stories, and I suggested, like, you know what would be really fun? What do you think about you coming on and then me picking out a date for you on the show? I think it'd be really fun. And she was down for it. But my friends were like, this is just going to be a terrible, terrible idea. Just don't do this. It's going to be so awkward for your kids. So we did ask the kids first, and we got their approval. Hayden didn't quite understand it, but I explained it to him this weekend. And Hollis, who is 16, I think he's just like,
whatever.
And no, definitely not.
Really?
He was more nervous about it than Hayden was,
really?
For sure. Yeah, he's 16 years old, you know, don't embarrass me kind of thing, you know? So I went to talk to him about it last night, and Stacey had hit him up first, so he signed off on it. So tomorrow, yeah, she's going to come in here. We have written a bio for her. She's going to come in here. We will talk about dating. And then if there are any guys listening or anybody listening that knows a guy that you think fits the description of a dude that she is looking for, you'll go online, you'll give me the lead. And then if the dude is interested, I'm going to weed through them, and then I will pick her date.
Feel free to tell me if this is the worst idea ever.
I think we're past that.
We're in too deep. But I love a good competition. What if you pick a suitor and her sons also pick a suitor and see who knows Stace better? Like, you could have Hayden choose somebody, Hollis choose somebody, and you choose somebody.
Huh. Got to make it competitive.
I mean, right?
Yeah, got to.
Let me think about this.
But I don't know. I don't know how involved you want the kids. Because it might be weird to set your mom up with somebody.
Yeah, I don't know how they would react. Let me chew on it.
Okay.
Okay.
But I just love the idea of, like, seeing who actually can be a better matchmaker for Stacey, you or her boys.
That would be an interesting question. Okay.
It's just
let me
a
chew
twist.
On it.
It's
yeah,
just a
let
twist.
Me let me chew on it.
Let's not sell past yes. Okay.
But she's coming in here tomorrow morning.
Perfect.
And we'll do the interview. We'll talk to her about it, and we'll see. She's probably feeling the same kind of things. Just different age than you are.
Yeah. I mean, it's brutal no matter what the age is. So I'm happy that somebody else is going to get to suffer publicly. Stacey, we're in this together, just different age groups.
All right, moving on to another friend I have. You guys, tell me if he is totally out of line on this one. And maybe if the woman that he's dating was calling in, this would be either like a ditch or date type thing. So my friend out in California is crazy good looking. Just crazy good looking, legitimate model good looking. He's a model, okay? And a well-paid model as well. He gets jobs left and right. He's one of these dudes that travels. They pay for his first class travel all around the country, all around the world. That's how good looking this dude is.
Yeah, must suck to be so pretty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a world I don't live in. So he started dating a woman about 6 weeks ago that he's interested in. Six weeks.
Okay.
They see each other once, twice a week. And she caught him the other night, I guess when they were in downtime. I'm not exactly sure how this all went down. But at the end of the day, he was on Instagram and he gets hit on Instagram all the time. On all of his social media, in fact, all the time. So, she either caught him or asked him when she saw him taking pictures and putting them in a folder on his phone. I don't even know how you would do that. So she calls him out on it. She's like, what are you doing? And he gets a little bit on the sheepish side, a little embarrassed, and said, I'm not going to answer these women now, but if things don't work out between you and I don't want like to forget who he is.
Like, oh, my God. I get it. He's taking screen captures of these messages and these women and then putting them in a special folder in his photo album so he can reference them back in case he and this person he's dating doesn't pan out.
Yes. Okay, now he's not answering these women in any way, shape, or form.
Oh, geez.
He's just going through the profile and going, oh, she's kind of hot. And then snapshots it, I guess, and puts it into a folder.
His backups. These are his backups. Yeah.
Now, this relationship's only 6 weeks old. I don't even think they've had the conversation like, we're dating exclusively yet. So he's put him in a folder, and she's like very pissed because she feels like he's already got 1 foot out the door. Like, he's sort of building a backup plan already, like you say. While he's in a relationship.
She should be pissed.
Yeah. Should she?
Yes.
100%.
Yeah, this is one of those situations where I feel like technically he's not violating, but if you have self-worth, you will feel violated.
Mm-hmm.
That's how. So yep. I think she's in the right. Because if I reverse the roles, I would understand how we only 6 weeks in, but you can't have a bitch for just in case I don't work out. Like, no.
She got a
roster.
Yeah, she's still in there, but she was really, really pissed.
I'd want to see the bench.
Yeah.
Yeah, how do I compare against, you know, the backup team? How do I compare against JV?
The Bert Show.